This is JIS News. Coming up, funeral operators to get Ebola response manual, Jamaica revising national biodiversity strategy and action plan, and Chase invests billions in sports development over 10 years. The news in detail after the break.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Sometimes we live too back with me one another. We don't care if we actions hurt each other. Table turn, we talk retaliation. We forget we come from one nation. A better Jamaica.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Between the one to another, the one down below. Unity in the community. More love, less hate. Stop retaliate. Less life, more life. No gun, no knife. With a blessed of life was nice.
Restore the peace, restore the love, restore the niceness, restore the justice.
Respect each other.
A program of the Ministry of Justice funded through CSJP.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health has completed a manual for operators of funeral homes and mortuaries for the handling and disposal of the bodies of persons who die from Ebola virus disease. Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson was scheduled to officially hand over the guidelines for the operation of funeral establishments and mortuaries to funeral home operators at a function today. An overview of the guidelines was presented to the operators at a meeting with representatives from the Ministry of Health on October 15. Discussions included the management strategy in the event of an Ebola outbreak and the role of funeral establishments in public health monitoring and obtaining consensus on a framework for collaboration should an outbreak occur. The meeting formed part of the ministry's ongoing efforts to ensure that all stakeholders are involved and aware of their roles as part of the National Ebola Response Strategy. In the meantime, the Ministry of Health is reporting that preparations are being made for a delegation of Jamaican health officials to visit Cuba to seek support to strengthen Jamaica's national Ebola response strategy. The delegation will be led by Minister of Health Dr. Fenton Ferguson and will include representatives from both the private and public sectors. A press release from the Ministry of Health outlined that Dr. Ferguson has met with Cuban Ambassador Bernardo Hernandez towards this objective. Cuba was selected due to its proximity and the fact that the Spanish-speaking country has sent a mission to West Africa in response to the Ebola outbreak in that region. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is hailing the Culture, Health, Arts, Sports and Education Chase Fund's approximately $4.4 billion investment in Jamaica's sports development since its inception in 2003. This input, she says, includes over $532 million channeled into the sector during the last fiscal year. In a speech delivered by Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill, Prime Minister Simpson-Miller said several other government entities have also contributed to the country's sports development.
The national sports associations and federations work tirelessly to improve their respective sport. The input of the private sector must also be recognized. The government alone will never be able to provide all the support needed to advance sport development. The sponsorships and endorsements that are provided by the private sector are extremely important.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller has also commended other government entities, including the Sports Development Foundation, Institute of Sports and Social Development Commission, and the National Sports Associations and Federations for their contribution to sports development. And Jamaica's National Biodiversity Strategy and Action Plan is being revised. The plan will, among other things, produce measurable targets to safeguard or restore key ecosystems, especially for water, health, and livelihoods. A team from the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, is spearheading the revision of the program under the $220,000 National Biodiversity Strategic Plan project. Director of Planning Projects Evaluation and Research Division, NEPA, Novlet Douglas, says the initiative is of critical importance as the island's biological resources continue to face serious threats.
Such losses may not only hamper our ability to sustain or improve our present way of life, but could also rob us of the opportunity to sufficiently shape our future.
Biodiversity is the term used to describe the variety of life found on Earth and all of the natural processes. The National Biodiversity Strategic Plan project will make recommendations that could help the island's natural resources become more resilient to climate change impacts. The project, expected to last 1 year, is being funded by the Global Environment Facility through the United Nations Development Programme and the Government of Jamaica. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.